Now a rare public apology.
I want to offer my sincere and most heartfelt apology to the men and women of this airline. It was never, never my intent to mislead anyone, and I hope my apology can begin at least to heal the hurt that I've caused.
That was American Airlines Chief Executive Don Carty publicly making amends yesterday for failing to disclose that the airline's top executives were in line to receive hefty bonuses, bonuses that would effectively double their base salaries, even though they had asked workers to accept layoffs and deep pay cuts to keep the struggling company out of bankruptcy. The belated discovery of American's covert bonus plan for executives has soured labor relations at the airline and left the company with a badly bruised public image. But in the world of business, this storyline is hardly unusual. Despite a year of congressional reforms and unprecedented outrage over corporate greed, corporate salaries are still soaring, even as profits and revenues sink. Jerry Useem is a senior writer for Fortune magazine. He's written a cover story on CEOs and their salaries in the current issue. It's called Have They No Shame? Thank you for joining us, Jerry. The magazine cover for your piece sort of sets the tone. You see this pinstripe suit, the power tie, the classy cufflinks, and who's wearing this natty outfit? A smiling and seemingly self-satisfied pig. That's quite a statement about what's going on with corporate pay packages.
Well, I wouldn't say it's an overstatement, though. The bonuses of the sort that they're very publicly giving up now have become very common among ailing companies. These so-called retention bonuses were used by Kmart executives essentially to loot the company as it was heading into bankruptcy. The other thing is that what he's not giving up or apologizing for are the very cushy pension plans that the executives have awarded themselves, which are going to be very hard to get at in the event of bankruptcy. They've put them in special trusts, unlike, of course, ordinary workers who stand to lose a great deal, if not everything, in the event of bankruptcy.
Now, looking beyond Mr. Carty and just overall, you asked an independent provider of compensation statistics to analyze CEO compensation at 100 of the largest firms that filed proxy statements for the year 2002. What did they find?
We found that what did come down were a few huge outliers, huge pay packages we've seen in previous years. So the average CEO pay actually fell about 20%. But the more telling statistic is actually median CEO pay. This is the pay of, you could say, the average big company CEO. That rose 14% last year. So you had a slightly smaller chance of getting crazy insane rich, but you actually had a greater chance of getting merely insanely rich.
There are several examples where the bottom line is sinking, but corporate salaries are still on the rise. What accounts for that?
Well, it's just always a good time to be a CEO. You could have your stock sink 75% as Scott McNeely experienced at Sun and still get a 31% raise to about $32 million. You could lose your job like Dick Brown at EDS and still come away with a very sweet package. You could even be indicted for a felony like Dennis Kozlowski and earn $82 million, making him the top paid CEO of 2002.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure that people are scratching their heads at this moment. It's almost nonsensical. I mean, traditionally, pay is based on performance. And in this case, that axiom seems turned on its head. The returns are rotten, but hey, the pay, it's still great.
Well, that was the rationale for the big run-up. They said we're creating great shareholder value, and now that the stock market has stopped moving up, they've kind of quietly changed the rules, a little bit like playing tennis with the net down. As long as you can basically stand there and hold a racket and generally get the ball in the other court, you're going to get the trophy and the million-dollar prize.
What about accountability? Why do companies continue to pay these astronomical salaries to executives who, based on their bottom line, seem like they're failing to perform?
Well, because there's no one the CEO really has to be accountable to. These days, CEOs essentially can appoint their own board of directors. The individual shareholder is fairly powerless, and the big shareholders, the big mutual funds and pensions, just have not stepped forward to act as a counterweight.
You noted in the article that Warren Buffett said the acid test for corporate reform will be CEO compensation. Well, the results are in, and what does this say about the reform efforts over the past
year? I mean, the acid strip is bright red. You'd have to say, if that's your test, corporate reform has failed. CEOs pretty happily will make a lot of procedural changes, but when it comes to their pay and perks, that's one thing they really dig their heels in on.
All right. Jerry, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Jerry Useem is a senior writer for Fortune magazine.